Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inner Sight and National Guide Dog Month. And millions of us. Let's see, I remember the number of 40 million people who rely on service dogs. So it's a lot of people. We have 75,000 on our petition to license and regulate the agencies. And of course, mindful of Milton, the guide dog that was killed a year ago, July, the Guide Dog Foundation. A horrible, horrible thing. I don't think anyone ever dreamed that something like that would happen at a guide dog school. We tried in our way to prevent any tragedy like that by attempting to advise the Congress and the state senator people that a law is needed, that regulations are needed. And all they did was make excuses and not pay attention to us. So the show tonight is every agency should be greatly disturbed and concerned over Milton's death. Please stop making that noise in the phone.
Okay.
A horrible noise. And every agency should want the guide dog to be regulated and licensed, especially in the view of Milton's death in the Hawthorne tragedy. Because hello.
Oh shoot.
Engineer, where the hell are you? Get that music.
I'm right here. Relax.
Well, get it off.
I did. It was an accident, Frank. Please relax. My sight's not good.
In the view of, aftermath of Milton's death, every agency should be greatly concerned and every agency should be promoting the legacy of Milton. Because someone's life has been greatly altered by the death of Milton, and more than one person's life has been greatly altered. People who work for these agencies, they know, and they take for granted that their lives and their eyes and their way of being protected is legislated by law and protected by the law. Millions of us don't have that in dealing with the service dog school. What guarantee do you have to leave your guide dog at a service dog school that dog is being well taken care of and is safe and sound? You have nothing. There's no law. There's no regulation. And look what finally happened. What happened was inevitable. We don't know the whole truth. We can only speculate most of it. It was inevitable because when you have lawlessness, people do what the hell they want to do. And there's nobody there to stop them. And that's what's going on in these schools. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all responsible because not one of them has stood up to the Guide Dog Foundation and say, "Hey, you're giving us a bad name. We got to do something about this." Not one of them has come forward to do something about it, and that makes it worse. By not even acknowledging Milton, you know, that he was taken advantage of and abused, and by not even coming forward and say, "Hey, we want the whole story to come out. Why did this woman do this? You know, we want the truth." Not one of them have stood up, except for Inner Sight and the independent living here in Suffolk County. I don't know of any other agency that has stood up and is fighting for Milton and is continuing his legacy. And the next day for Milton, it looks very good, will be in the state of Texas. And we're gonna do a day for Milton in every state. As long as God gives us the strength, you better believe it. And we're gonna find out the truth, why this was done and what happened. You wait and see. Inner Sight always finds out the truth. It's inevitable. So let's see, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez and his group. Want to learn how to protect yourself and have some fun? 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. And, of course, don't forget about our good friends, Tom and Michelle, Shelby's Kitchen, Port New York. 631-286-0444. Great food, catering, and for all your food needs. And you'll also see a great presence of Milton at Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York. All right, we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Talk to my buddy Gary if you need dog food or cat food. 631-484-3085. On the Nobody Starves on Long Island. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. I invited them today to join us in our next studio call, cable vision, and I hope Joe is going to either come himself or designate someone. We'll talk about the self-advocacy group that's coming up on the 13th October, and we'll also talk about the up-and-coming nursing home news conference, the first one of its kind that I know of. Let the world know that there is a solution, and to tell people to get behind it, not ask them. We tell them. We're not asking anymore. You don't have to ask to stay in your own home where you're a lot safer and where people aren't taking your money and your house and everything else. You don't ask about that. You friggin' ask, tell them. That's exactly what we're going to do, what we are. Nobody has a right to interfere with that. Only the dictators operate like that. And this is not a dictatorship country, last time I checked. All right, so I'll be in the studio in a couple of weeks. We're going to salute Milton, of course. It'll still be Guide Dog Month, so. I've invited Tom and Michelle on one show, and we'll have someone from Silo on the other. Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight phone number. And let's see where. Oh, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. And if the politicians really want to do something for those children living and the ones deceased, honor the ones deceased, put back the child stimulus from the Internal Revenue, because children need the help. It never should have been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that the President of the United States should have insisted. You know, because even if he got up there and the other politicians acted stupid and they voted him down, at least people would say, hey, Joe tried to protect my kid. That's enough for me. See? So he's got to come forward and do something about it. Somebody does. In a, you know, authoritative position. All right, Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I wish a CD recovery to Doreen. Kennedy Realty, Iceland, New York. Thank you, Iceland. I want to thank my friend Tony, who called me today and has a donation for us, trying to get us through these hard times. All right. Innersight only has $65 in the bank. And we honor Milton. And we are fighting to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Many, many, many agencies have millions in the bank. And they won't do a damn thing to change the way things are done in this country for the disabled. They're so afraid. But we're not, whether we have the money or not. We're still going to continue to fight the battle and to win the war of the Inner Sight. All right. I want to get that news release read about Milton. Does anybody? Who
I don't have it yet.
What?
Mary didn't send it to me yet.
Do you have it or not?
No, I don't. Mary didn't send it to me yet.
No, all right. Mary, if you're listening, if you'd like to call in, you could read the news release.
Mm-hmm. Pecan.
Or send it over, either way. I want people to hear what we sent out. And by the way, this news release has been endorsed by the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County. So I'd like to see all the other independent living centers follow suit and endorse.
That's it.
And get behind us. You know, we're not asking you to put up money, but put us up on your website. Let all your people know that there is a living hope that nursing homes are on their way out.
Oh, yeah.
And not only a living hope, it's a common sense hope. It's a hope that makes sense because it's for everyone. It's a hope that no one can really put down. What are they going to say? You don't need housing? You need nursing homes?
Yeah.
I mean, how stupid they look stupid already. They'll look worse. All right. So we'll get Whoever sent me a text, if you're listening, I cannot read text while I'm on the air, please. Siri won't do that. So whatever you got to say, come on the show and say it. All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, of course, talking about all these other agencies. Now, they should be grateful that they are protected. Let's give a simulated situation, right?
You want me to read it? She texted it to me.
What?
She texted it to me. I can read it whenever you need
all right,
me.
Good. Hold it. Let me finish my thought. Did you hear me in the middle of a thought?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The simulated situation. Let's say a person, you know, we believe truly that a guide dog is equal to someone's eyes, all right? We truly believe that. We live that. We know that, right? Well, followed it. A person goes to an eye doctor to get their eyes examined or whatever it is, right? So they go in there and to another. Somebody put some kind of poison in there or something, whatever way, and poisons that person, and I'm going to say severely, you know, in connection with their eyes, a poison in connection with their eyes, and the person dies, right? Like what happened to Milton. What they did to Milton, and he died, right? What happens? Now, everybody knows what happened. The police are called. If it's a cross-state crime, the FBI is involved because it's a person's life, a person's eyes. That's why every agency should be concerned, because we don't have the protection of all these things. It was just a dog to them. And the people that were supposed to supervise and take care of Milton and who the hell knows what they were doing at the time Milton was losing his life. We don't know. Where were those people? How come that's never been made public? Inner Sight demands a full investigation. And we're still going to try to call Geraldo Rivera on that. All right, so the person dies in the eye doctor, right? The eye doctor now is in big trouble. The people who work there are in big trouble. Everybody gets arrested. There's an investigation. There's a big trial with a jury. Because somebody violated somebody's eyesight. Eyesight that keeps you safe and well and lets you know about danger. Didn't Milton do the same thing for Michelle? You better believe
no.
He did. Then why isn't he treated equally? That's where the agencies need to learn what's going on and change their ways and stand up and demand answers as to what really happened to Milton. Why did it happen? Who was involved? How many people were there who should have been more responsible to the whereabouts of Milton and his safety? None of that has been brought out. They wouldn't even let Michelle in the damn courtroom to tell her side of the story. Anyway, I'd like to have that news release read.
I got it here.
At this point, Inner Sight sent this out to more than 40 broadcasting systems, including Eyewitness News and the Associated Press. All right, you want to read it?
Yes. Statement for Milton, Inner Sight and Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILA, urged the Congress of the United States to celebrate National Guide Dog Month by passing a law in honor of Milton, the guide dog that was killed last year, July 23rd, 2022, at the Guide Dog Foundation in New York. A law that will license and regulate all service dog schools to serve as a protection for the dog and the disabled individual. Please note that we have a petition of 75K strong that also want the schools to be licensed and regulated. Please see link below, and they have a link of the where you can get change.org.
All right. So in hearing that now, I'm beginning to feel and I realize that I was too nice. I should have used the word demand. We demand.
Okay.
What you do. So, you know, you live and learn. So.
Yeah, I could look for it.
And it just now I talk as a fellow blind person. I've for those of you who don't know, I have adopted Michelle as a dear sister. You know, and I would do anything I could to help her with her permission, of course. So, as a blind person, relying on a dog, knowing what it is, knowing what it does, knowing the difference, you know, it's just so horrible to understand, to know what this school did, or should I say what they didn't do. Both. What they did and what they didn't do. And when I told somebody the story, and I told them school didn't go to court to explain to the judge what the dog meant to Michelle, they didn't even give a damn. As far as I know, they sent nothing over there, no statement. So isn't that a sign of guilt? And, of course, I don't know of any plans of a trial. All right, maybe the woman who left Milton in that horrible death trap, the case is closed, all right? But what about the school? They're still there. Why doesn't the Justice Department kick their ass and investigate and see what they come up with? Nothing happened to the school. Nothing happened to the supervisor. Nothing happened to the director of training, as far as I know, or the director of the school. Now, this school has a history. I don't know if people know this. I know it because I was caught in the middle of it. This school has a history of being crooked. I don't know, 5-6 years ago, there was a big article in Newsday how this guy Swanson, who was the head of the school, stole all this money, and that was the guy who denied me a guide dog. And I always say, and it's so true, and my mom used to say, God doesn't sleep. So So he got caught. I don't know if he went to jail, but he got caught. They probably let him off easy, too. But the school has been involved in so many different shady situations that they tried to cover up over the years. All right, Intersight, the number here, 213-816-1650-825. Any callers on the line? Engineer, you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I couldn't, open my mic very easily.
Are there any callers on the line?
No, just us for now.
So
Mary said she'll call 8 her time.
What?
Mary said she'll call in 8 o'clock her time, before 8 o'clock her time.
She could if she wanted.
Yeah.
So we have the situation, by the way, 826 New York time. That's New York time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the all these agencies that, be they for the blind or the disabled, they should all be making plans and doing something to keep Milton's legacy alive. Because this is people don't seem to realize how serious this is. Like the stupid morons at the school when Michelle told me when we were planning the day for Milton, and the school sent out a note on their Facebook, "Stop talking about Milton." Well, talking about your eyes, about yourself, about your family, about your children. You see? See how serious that is? When they tell you to stop talking about it, you just get the feeling. What don't they want you to know? They want you to discover. You know how a lawyer, when you go to law school and you're doing they do the court mock trials and all that. You know how a lawyer gets the truth out of a witness? They keep on asking them questions until that witness trips themselves up, and there it is. That's why they want people to stop talking about it. Because their lawyer probably told them to put that out there. I wouldn't be surprised. But you know what? We will never stop talking about Milton. To the contrary, we're going to the biggest state in this country and do a day for Milton in Texas. And I want to thank the gentleman, I don't even know his name yet, who's donating the restaurant and the big dog park. And sir, if you're listening, we love you. And Milton loves you.
Frank?
And we will be there from Inner Sight. So it's just unbelievable that this could happen.
Excuse me when you're done, Frank?
What do you want?
We have Mary on the line.
All right.
I could let him in. He has finished his
moment.
Right.
All right, let's take a phone call from Mary.
Okay.
Intersect. Hello.
Hello. Hold on. They're making these mics not easy for me to press. All right, ready.
Hello.
Hello,
hey.
Sweetheart.
How are you?
Doing
thanks
okay.
Yeah. I know that little
good,
button where you click that microphone is real small, and sometimes it's hard to tap on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you for all the you know, stuff that you've written and stuff like that. It helps tremendously. Oh, God.
Hey, at least we know people are trying to contact us, right?
Right. People are just writing things, and I have to really look and see what they're doing at the end
awesome.
Of the show because it's so much stuff coming through.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for calling in, for writing us. Thank you for all the views and all the likes on the Instagram page.
Oh,
nice. All the signatures. I mean, 75,000 signatures. They are not messing around. These people definitely want to see where the money is going and why these blind people have no guide dogs.
Right.
Why
accountability.
Is it such a rare thing to see?
Exactly.
Why is it so hard?
Oops, sorry.
Well, because there's no law. There's no regulation. You know, they put people on a waiting list. Could be a year or more. Right? They raise the money. And then they'll say,
where did
oh,
go?
We don't have a dog for you. Now, how do you know they don't have a dog for you? How do you know if they trained the dog or not? You don't know. There's no regulation. You can't go out and take a walk with the trainer and say, hey, how's my dog doing? Or what phase is it training in or whatever.
Right.
You know.
But you
there's
can
no
go
regulation.
Online and you can adopt a dolphin and they give you a play-by-play of where the dolphin's going and swimming and if it's mating or eating fish, how many fish it eats. But they can't explain to you what's going on when you're blind and you're waiting for your eyes to be ready. It doesn't make any sense.
We had,
makes absolutely
we had
no
sense. Joe, excuse me, Joe from Independent Living, one of our sponsors on this show, had a meeting. You know, he tried to convince them. You know what they said to him? Don't tell us what to do. They practically threw him out. And he's the Independent Living.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
The kind of
yeah, he's a CEO. Suffolk County Independent Living. Absolutely. And that's just so disrespectful. I mean, you're supposed to be on the same side. He's helping disabled people as well. How could they be so crude?
Well, they shouldn't be in these jobs, these people. People should
even,
be in there who want to make a difference and be regulated.
Absolutely.
In life. The people who are in there
just like
now
it takes,
are afraid of that because they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a certain person, and they know who they're hiring. They're hiring people who are willing to hide it for $9 an hour.
Damn right. Just like that woman who
really
builds milk.
Exactly.
I mean, truly, I just need for everybody to understand just a simple analogy. Even if you don't quite comprehend how much a guide dog means to that person, to a blind person, think about if you brought your dog just to go get their hair trimmed or their teeth cleaned, and then they killed your dog. What would you do? How would you react? Now, I'm talking about a guide dog. This is a dog that literally gets you around. This is your vehicle. This is your friend. This is your companion. This is your coworker. And the dog is gone after a routine. What was done? A routine?
They don't put
any
value on it.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
It should be a law.
So what happens when you put your child in daycare and they accidentally leave your child in the car for 10 hours? And
that's
the
same
does.
Thing.
Is that not all over the news? Is that not something of importance? So why the hell is
sure.
this? Why aren't people talking about this? Yeah, there's a law against
no
leaving
law.
Your animal in the car. So why isn't the person who did this either coming forward and apologizing and explaining themselves, you know, and admitting to their wrongdoing and trying to find a way to fix it? I mean, personally, they should feel obligated to do that. Truly, if they're listening today, they should be calling Michelle and apologizing from the bottom of their heart that they allowed
and giving her another dog.
Something. Jesus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust them
wake
to train
up.
A dog if I were Michelle. Michelle doesn't trust them. Oh, dang it. What is that noise?
I wouldn't trust anybody either.
I'm
like
trying to do something
drums.
To make the mic more.
Well, don't make that noise. Nope.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll shut it off if you want.
Are we not singing a song? Dad, you want to sing a song? By the way, Frank Perino is my father. So I've been fighting my whole life with my dad.
So, you know, we need a strengthened criminal law for this guide dog thing. You know, to show people that it's important that a guide dog means somebody's life. That's what we need. And the Congress, thus far, is refusing to give us that law. You know, we've met with Congress, and they just shirk it off like it's nothing, like it's just a dog.
Oh, well, really? How much is that dog supposed to be worth? If the dog is worth $25,000, then that's a felony.
Mm-hmm. A lot
Wake
more.
Up.
They
How
can
much
raise
is
anywhere
me, Frank.
50, to, 50 to. They can raise anywhere from 50 to 100,000 to train one dog.
One dog. Wake
right.
up,
one
people. Dog. Wake up. You go to anywhere and get a dog for a few thousand, and somebody thinks you're nuts. We're talking how much? 25, 50, 100,000.
100,000.
Wake up,
at
the
least.
United States of America.
That's what they
Did
raise.
Do you not see
yeah.
something wrong with that?
Sure, there's something
Find
wrong.
Find out where
again,
the tax
no
money
law.
Is going. Do some
Frank?
Research on what you're paying.
What?
We have both Louie and I don't know this one phone number. It's a 631-404 number.
Right,
they're
well,
not. They're not in the queue, but Louie is.
Hold Louie's call a minute. Let's take the other call and see what.
Okay.
What
are
they
here
want.
They
Hello.
Are.
They want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, hello.
Oh, they hung up. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
They
let's get
to
Lou
speak.
On the line.
Okay, here comes Lou.
Or Tuesday.
All right, here's Lou.
Lou, are you there?
This is the one and only of Louie Rivera. I call you early.
Yeah, well, what have you been doing knocking around these phones and causing trouble all the time?
No, Louie's no troublemaker, no. Louie
yeah,
never
yeah,
a troublemaker. Louis. I'm a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Louie blows bubbles with trouble. Anyway, how you
bubbles?
Doing?
Okay,
yeah,
Frank,
bubbles.
How you doing by you?
All right, I'm good. Well, you're going to
yeah,
talk
hey,
about...
Yeah, hey, folks, I didn't call you yesterday. I didn't call you on Wednesday because you're all tied up. I didn't get a promo for Friday, Bafolics. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we need one.
Hey, Lou.
Who's that?
I want to give
That's Louie. Love drops
Louie.
Louie,
hi, I'm
Louie
Mary.
The lip.
Suzanne, what's her name?
That is
My
name
Mary.
Is Mary. And she is Frank's daughter.
Oh, hi. This is Louie.
Hi. How are you? Do you remember me?
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Mary. I'm Frank's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never met
She's been
yeah,
helping
Mary,
a lot.
Is this Mary? Nice
it's
to meet
good
you.
Talking with you. Yeah, good talking with you. How's your day going over there?
Day, what day?
Today.
Tell everybody good. About yourself.
I'm an Inner Sight fan. I know Frank Perino
yeah.
for since I met him in 2000. He used to play with Al Band, the Dreammakers. And then, Frank Perino told me, they call me Love Drops Louie.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that
Great
one.
Great
conga
player,
a good,
too.
Yes, he is.
They only call me Mary, so I don't have anything else. Just Mary.
Yeah, you're
I'm
the
choose.
Daughter of you're the daughter of Frank Perino.
Right, that's me.
Hey, you're a young lady, right?
That's right, a young lady. I'm not getting any older than I am today, I promise.
Yeah, I know. What town
it's
are you
really
living?
Great talking to you. Just great. Oh. I'm in Texas. I'm with
you're
the Cowboys.
You're in Hempstead?
That's right.
What, you're in Hempstead?
No. Texas. You know, the state of Texas.
Oh, you're in the state of Texas.
Yeah. You know where the Cowboys and the Alamo and the
Lone
horses?
Lone Star.
I'm looking for I know that lady I call Sweet Pepper Tweet, that's on the InterSight number.
Okay. I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know.
She comes on 2 times a week.
Pepper's from Illinois.
And I'm Louis Rivera from Brentwood, Long Island, in the Bay Shore era.
I love it. I'm in Texas.
Yeah, you know something? I'm a dancer.
Louis, can I ask you a question? Are
Talk
you blind?
Me.
Are you blind?
Yeah, play
or
on and off.
No. Blind. Are you able to see or you can't see?
I hear you through the phone.
You can hear, but you can't see.
You can see.
You can see.
I can,
you can see,
see, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
good.
I see.
My dad, he can't see, you know?
I can see, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I love hearing.
Did
you
I
know?
Meet you years ago?
Probably. I'm a lot older now, so many years ago. Probably about 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm a dancer.
Right? Oh,
I
wow.
Got to let me ask you something. I was watching a long time ago on a Saturday. I was watching that show, Date Night with Connie and Chrissy, on the Saturday night from 9 to 10 on Public Access. And I watch it every Saturday night way back on Saturday between 9 and 10, those two pretty pink dresses with those pretty beautiful ladies.
Ah, the ladies. See, that's why I made the show PG-13, Dad. Got to talk about the ladies
why.
Every so often, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, are you going to
tell the
about
world
tomorrow
about
night?
The shirt that I'm going to make to support it? Yeah,
Frank Perino.
You want to hear about the shirts, Louie?
What?
I'm making
shirts
that we're going to sell so we can get raise some funds for InterSight so we can get the word out more. And the shirts are going to say InterSight, but written in Braille. So it's going to look like a bunch of circles. But you'll know what
Freedom
it says,
Advocates
right?
for the Sable.
Yeah.
InterSight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Hey, Suzanne, that's Frank Perino's daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Got a good, pretty voice.
Ah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you also.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis.
They call me Love Drops, Suzanne. They call me Love
Drops.
Yeah,
I know. We figured out the name between all the three of us, actually.
You guys are crazy on here, aren't you? What are we going to
do?
Oh,
yeah. You should see us on Friday night.
Oh my God!
Well, Suzanne, why don't you run a promo for tomorrow and for Frank?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Tomorrow night, from 8 to 9 o'clock, Frank Perino presents InterSight's Block Talk Radio. We're gonna have a hilarious time. I got the swab to meet somebody in the bathroom with Rosanna Dana and Pat Cooper and to make them tickle their fancy, and we have an interview with Rosanna Dana in the bathroom.
I got lemonade and t-shirts, Dad, so we'll be all
lemonade.
Right.
Lemonade.
We're going to have a hoot and hollering.
You got lemonade in the bathroom in case you can't go.
Yeah, we got lemonade in the bathroom. We are flirting with those ladies. And don't forget Connie and Chrissy. If you're watching, you hear me on the radio. And they latch out, Connie and Chrissy. They're going to turn Louie on. How about that? And
Louie,
big, 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 big kissy, 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 kissy. And then
and
the left, kissy, kissy, kissy.
If anybody needs any hair, we'll paste it right on you.
There you go.
Like Samson and Delilah.
Right?
Anyway. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Lou.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your daughter's name?
Mary.
Bye, Louie. My name is Mary. It was so good talking to you. I hope you have the greatest night. And we'll talk to you later, all right?
I'm the best, and I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy and lots of love.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Louie.
Bye, Mary. Nice to meet you.
All right.
Louie, I'm putting you on mute, okay?
Okay, take care, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Great. Well, I wanted to get on and talk a little bit about what I'm planning on doing out here for Milton. What do you think about that?
Well, that's great. Show's about Milton. Go ahead.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody has logged on and viewed the Instagram. It's really cool because what I've done is I've taken all of the news articles that you've been in the news since, I want to say, I believe the very first one was when you were 12, where you spoke about how you lost your bike and you were having the surgery to get your eye removed, which is pretty incredible. It was in the Brooklyn newspaper. You've been in People, okay? You've been in the Daily News multiple times, the Los Angeles Times. I mean, it's incredible that your story is everywhere. And I've gathered them all together, and I've put them in a short little video so you can kind of go through it and see and read the article.
That's so cute.
And add us and follow us and talk to us and tell us what you're going through. Maybe we can help. If we can't help, we can help by speaking with you and guiding
you
in the right direction.
Did you see me with the – excuse me. Did you see me in the New York Times with the Buddhist monk?
Absolutely. It's all on there. They can see you. They can speak to you. Give him a call. He's here to help. He's 80-year-old blind man. 80-year-old blind man. Been doing this his whole life. He's been blind his whole life. And he's fighting for you where nobody is fighting for him. Won't
I fight for him.
Anybody more interesting. Yeah. The advocate. The Intersight advocate fight for you.
Well,
but
I'm
legally
blind and I'm hearing impaired. So, and if somebody says anything about Frank, especially one time, one guy who was a law firm, and he started, look at this man, look what he's doing. And I said, this man is courageous. I started writing and kept going. I couldn't stop because it was so mad at him. He got fired from his law firm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what a fool. To talk anything negative about a man that has spent his entire life trying to see the things that we see.
Where
do
they find
the
us on Instagram? How do they find us on the Instagram?
You have to go to Intersight Advocate. That's the tag name. But if you type in Frank Carino, all of his domains will pop up. Everything. You can view everything by typing in Frank Carino, P-R-I-N-O. With Intersight, INSRSIGHT. And you can see everything.
Wow.
All right.
So, again, back to where I want to have a date for Milton. I'm here trying to, this did happen in New York, so I'm trying to gain awareness here in Texas, which is where I live, which it should be that everybody all over the country knows about this, all over the world, truly. Just like you hear about all the other babies dying or all the other animals dying because somebody hurt them. This is even more important. Spread the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to each other about it.
Suzanne,
make it a
mumbling.
Problem.
Oh, sorry.
No, make it a problem. Make it an issue. Bring it up to people that can do something about it. It's so important that this doesn't happen again to somebody else. I mean, it's as if this woman has lost her eyes, has lost her child, has lost her everything, her companion. I mean, losing the animal to old age or natural causes is one thing, but when the animal gets ripped from you, it's a whole nother situation, and it's happening all the time. I'm so sorry. I get off topic.
We have a place. Mary.
Yes, absolutely. It's here in Justin, Texas, which you know is famous for Justin Boots, very cute town. And what it is a gathering of food trucks tons of different food from different places, desserts, drinks, everything. And it's all outside on the gravel. Of course, there's going to be some horses and different things in your view to see. And come eat, drink, be merry, and donate and spend time for the cause. Bring your animal, bring your guide dog, bring your friend. Come have a good time. Let's laugh and listen to music and support each other. I'm going to have a date at a later time, so I will have to update you and let you know. But all of this information will always be available for you to see here in the description of the podcast. So I'll have different links every day that you could view, different descriptions. As you can tell, my father, Frank, is constantly trying to tell the news, the media, what is going on. So I'll always show you what it is that he sent out for that day as well, so you can be in the loop as well with what we're doing.
Now, who's donating this? Hello? Hello? Siri, call blog. Siri, call blog.
Yeah, I got to find out what went on. She got disconnected, not from us, but I don't know where.
All right. Let's see if we can get... Mary, if you can hear me, call back in. That'll be a day for Milton in November. And we'll, as Mary said, we'll get the date.
Yeah. Hold on.
But I'd like to know who is donating this place. And let's see if we can get her back on the air. Mary, if you can hear me, call back in. I don't know what happened. Anyway, a day for Milton. Now, anyone in any state can do a day for Milton. You know, you don't need any money to do it. You'll find that people will donate. And we need a place, and it's to bring the disabled and the able-bodied community together to enlighten people and to talk about what happened to Milton and to talk about ways that these agencies can improve, and they should improve, because they're dealing with people's lives. Any agency that deals with your life and a life and death situation and provide something that keeps you from danger has to be licensed. The guidebook schools are not. And there's no regulation. So we want equality. We want people protected. We want it so that a person can disagree with the agency and still get services and have the right to a fair hearing. We want it so that if a blind or disabled person is denied a service dog, the agency will have to prove why they denied that dog, because they raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train a dog. And there are so many stories that have happened over the years. And we could spend 4 or 5 shows just telling the stories of people who have been taken advantage of. Can we get Mary back?
No, not yet. I sent a message to her. It's just blog cutting her off. I'm going to write an email to blog and have it corrected.
Are there any other callers on the line?
Just Louie, we, you know, in listening mode.
All right. So this is what we are doing to continue the legacy, Milton, to make sure that people never forget what happened. And one of the things we'd like to do in the future, and Ira Tucker and I have talked about this, and Ira is a publicist who has donated his time to promote Jason Milton. We have talked about a statue of Milton, commemoration, to remember him. And, you know, to put that up and to have a big unveiling ceremony and so on and so forth. Now, the agency should want stuff like that. I mean, why not? They need to be improved. They've been working the same way for what? The guide dog school started in the 1940s in this country. And the first person that ever trained a guide dog was blind. It was a stray dog. It wasn't a breeded dog. It was a stray dog.
Wow.
And the guy's name was Frank, too, Morris Frank. He went to Europe, learned how to train guide dogs, came back, and trained the first guide dog in this country. So these schools need to listen to us more. We who live it. That's how they're going to learn the best way to run the school. And Inner Sight is determined to teach them. Everything that we do now in connection with Milton and everything that we did before is for the purpose of teaching people how to improve, how to get better service, how to get better bonding with the dog and everything else. It's just, it's a common sense type of thing, and it's really been going on for thousands of years. So they need to tune in and stop being so damn stubborn and acting like they know it all, because they really don't. They're far from it. And they're a lot further from it now than they ever were after the death of Milton. They need to come down and acknowledge Milton and acknowledge the people who love him. And
Frank?
Become regulated and licensed to better themselves.
Frank?
And Inner Sight is determined to do it. All right, so...
Mary said that she's sorry she can't come back on, but she has to pick up her daughter.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize for any inconvenience on the show here tonight. Anyway, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow. Thank you so much. I want to thank all our listeners, Louie, everybody, for being with us. We'll have some crazy stuff tomorrow, some fun.
Oh, and God. I'm sorry.
We'll tell you how Samson had to put his makeup on. All right. In the opera.
It's me. Oh.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, the phone number. Check the Instagram, Inner Sight Advocates. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.